Hey, Derek, you ready for the big game?
Yeah. Can't
ready,
wait.
You ready to have a great time?
I'm just going to have a great time.
More importantly, you're ready to watch the entire game. The entire game.
Yeah.
In its entirety and probably not get to eat.
From the start to from, the... Oh, no, no. We're gonna. Why do you think we're getting there so early? Part of the goal is...
This is why I'm going to get you a mug that says whatever your title is of the year. All yours. Go.
Welcome to Super Knox Bros. I'm Derek.
And I'm Austin.
And today we're having a conversation about delicious, sweet, delicious soul food.
Mm.
Austin and I have had the pleasure of the last couple of weeks poking around Knoxville at some of the cool soul food locations that this wonderful town has to offer. And I'm just going to go out on a limb and say that we had a fantastic time at all of these places.
Yeah, I was actually going to say later, but I was going to definitely bring it up that this is the first one where me and you both liked every single thing. We had no problems. It was nothing weird. Everything was kind of just great and
everything
chill.
Was fantastic.
Everything was awesome.
Okay, well, maybe saying there was nothing weird is too much of a jump because weirdness is everywhere.
And it always happens whenever we go anywhere. I'm
always
just saying
happens.
For us, this is pretty smooth.
Oh, this was great.
Yeah, no, yeah, this was great.
This was in terms of things that could have been and weirdness that could have happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, this was a phenomenal experience, and we had nothing but...
I only almost got mugged once.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That was after. Then that wasn't any of these places. That was after the fact. We made the mistake of going somewhere else.
Yeah, that was the problem, is that I wasn't eating soul food.
I kind of wanted to start this episode, though, before we jumped into actually talking about soul food specifically, was talking about kind of those comfort foods that maybe we look for whenever maybe you're feeling blue or maybe you're not feeling so great. And so what do you kind of gravitate towards? Like if you're having a kind of a crummy day, what are kind of your maybe two things that you usually kind of...
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. I think that me and you are going to have a very similar answer to whenever I phrase the question in this regard. Mm-hmm. Moving up here and having it be a little bit colder.
Sure.
It's a lot colder this year. This has been the winter of our discount tents for sure. me and you both have an affiliation for Panera Bread.
Ooh.
I'm going to go ahead and say Panera Bread whenever I'm feeling down and I just want to spend way too much money
way too much.
On one single meal.
You know what I had for dinner last night
you
while I was sick?
Panera Bread. Because you were sick. See, that's what I'm talking about.
Clam chowder.
That is the soup and bread thing. You get your liquids, you get your carbs,
yep.
You get the bread bowl, and then they tell you that they sold out all the bread bowls, and then you want to just go on a shooting spree. I didn't say that,
we're not
though.
Promoting violence
we're not
by
promoting
any means.
Violence. I'm just promoting Panera Bread to maybe have some more bread bowls.
Oh, my God. Those bread bowls are delightful. Just... Yeah. Bready goodness. Definitely the opposite of soul food.
Oh, it's like...
In every single way.
I don't
way.
Even know what the antithesis of that... I completely agree with you. I'm trying to find the words off the top of my head to say that, but I completely agree with you.
Usually, my two main kind of like, if I'm feeling kind of in the mood for something, like I'm in a kind of a crummy mood,
yeah.
It's where Taco Bell ends up being the thing I move towards. There's just something about the grease...
And like, you know...
And the comfort of the familiarity.
Yeah,
it's always the same.
And you know, the kind of... I don't know what the German word is for it, but it's, I think it's Schadenfreude. Like you want to hurt yourself a little bit too. You're like, I already feel bad. I want to just like finally just like push me over the edge.
It's like I know
all
this
my
will
friends
do
are
no
dead.
Stupid song. Is it really still stuck in your head?
Oh, it's perpetually stuck in my head.
Another one is hole in the wall Chinese food.
Yes.
Is another big one for me.
Oh God,
you got to finally experience.
Yes.
This is totally not even on the agenda, but Austin finally got to experience Dynasty Express in Fountain City, and it is a magical, magical place. What'd you think of the fried rice?
Oh my God, there was so much of it. I got a large because I doubled down on it.
I eat on it for days.
Yeah,
or at least 2 days.
Dinner
and then lunch.
I'm going to be perfectly honest with you. I've started a new regimen of dieting.
Mm-hmm.
It's very strict. I sat on the couch and I ate half of it. Fell into a coma. Woke up. And I was like, oh hey, more fried rice. And I ate the rest of it.
So, and it's funny because I feel like hole-in-the-wall Chinese food joints kind of falls in the same vein as a lot of other really good-tasting food restaurants. Is a lot of the places tend to be these small, usually family-owned places that are off the beaten path that are either, like Dynasty Express is an establishment that's been there for years, or these people trying to open up new places, bringing in maybe some of their home-cooked meals. Maybe you noticed that Dynasty Express is very much authentic.
Absolutely.
The family who runs it is also
and
the
even then,
who makes
like,
it.
In the same vein while we're talking about Chinese places, is that, I don't know if you've ever heard this, but in actuality, Chinese food, whenever it was brought over here throughout the years into America, it has been one of the most, like, I don't want to use the word bastardized because it's become something in and of itself that's new culturally. Mm-hmm. But if you go into these Chinese places and like you know what actual Chinese food is actually supposed to taste like, there's actually a huge secret menu of like, we'll cook you stuff that's like real Chinese, quote unquote, real Chinese. Awesome. It's just, it's a really big rabbit hole. If anybody ever, like, you know, is a huge foodie out there and wants to get into the just...
The secret menus.
Well, the secret menus of that. And then also each province of China has its own cultural, like, dish of the region.
That's cool.
That's really cool as well.
And so I guess if you get in with some of these places and get to know some of these people, you can definitely...
And then you get to know the culture of, like, where did that family originally come from? And that's what their, you know, their family dish may be their regional dish from... where they originally came from in China.
And it's something I've noticed, and it's the reason why I asked about the fried rice in particular, is I cannot eat fried rice at regular places anymore.
Oh, no.
Like, I can't go to Panda Express and get fried rice. Rice is a joke. It is...
It's not...
It's like getting frozen, like, at the store fried rice. Yeah. And so when you go into one of these places and get authentic, handmade fried rice, it just makes you feel good in a way that... makes me think of soul food. And that's kind of one of the reasons why I kind of equated. I know, like, food-wise, it has nothing to do with soul food, but that's probably a different culture's
soul food. I could find a vein of, you know, to go with what you're saying about the fried rice and with soul food, it's that the ingredients are more than the sum of their parts whenever they're put together like that. The problem with the, you know, the mainstream or rather the manufactured type thing with Panda Express is that it's not that it's bad. It's just that the vegetables are flash frozen.
Yep.
They're thrown after being pre-mixed into a mix of a bag, thrown into a wok, then heated back up, doused with sauce or whatever.
As opposed to being something made, handmade, handcrafted.
They had the rice cooking that day. Yep. They had the vegetables sitting out and then they like. Cut them up and then put them in there.
I'm really glad you liked it.
Oh, yeah, man. I loved it. Not only that, I ran into somebody we work with. And,
He mentioned that. He was like, you son of a gun. You following me here?
I did.
So kind of on that vein and talking about kind of, you know, the foods we like, I guess we wanted to jump into the first place that we visited.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Chandler's Deli. It's right off of Magnolia Avenue. It's located in East Knoxville. What's funny is like it looks like it used to be an old Mexican restaurant or something. Like you drive past it and it doesn't look like what it's going to be.
Right.
It's not a sit down and eat kind of place. It's counter service. You walk up. It actually really reminds me of a po' boy place I'm a big fan of down in Metairie near New Orleans. It's that place had a similar kind of setup where you walk up to the counter. You kind of already know what you want. You tell them what you want. You walk down the path. Hey, now you go sit.
Right.
Chandler's is definitely most well known for its fried chicken.
Yeah.
Huge portions, tons of sides. Austin, what did you end up getting while we were there?
Okay. So again, I'm going to continuously sound like a very large person who has problems with their portions.
Dude, you're trying to get those sweet gains.
Dude, I am trying to get those gains, bro. I'm trying to go back to the Civil War and trying to take on the Battle of Gains, bro. That's all for you, man. I got two breasts because it's a thing of symmetry, you know.
Sure.
And then I got I think I got four wings.
A ton of food.
I was thinking about getting two wings and two drumsticks, and I really wish I could go back and do that, which I probably will, but like I wanted like two whole birds.
Dude,
essentially
their portions are massive.
It was really good, and the sides were amazing too, as we'll talk about in this episode. As I'm sure it's, I would say, you know, the title for this episode would be soul food.
Yeah,
it's more than just chicken.
Yeah.
Because
really?
A lot of people really think that it is just like, oh, let's just fry chicken and stuff like that, and it's
no.
Soul food's a lot about the sides, you know. I like the mashed potatoes and gravy is really good. Didn't end up getting the gravy at Chandler's, but I ended up getting it at one of the other locations that we went to. But yeah, I really liked the chicken. It was really good breading. It's made to order too is a lot of the things that I like about. That's a kind of weird thing to say about restaurants, but I mean, like, you can really like it was just brought up just for you.
I will say this. I don't want to. Correct you, but Chandler's is one of the places where, yes, sometimes it is made to order, but a lot of it is just kind of sitting right there. Like they make it and then hand it to you.
Right.
This one probably isn't one of the made to order, but they benefit off of just the fact that it's delicious, so it doesn't have to be.
You do get a little bit of wait time with chicken, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, and what I like too is it wasn't just fried chicken, it was also rotisserie. So, like, that's one of the things, like, I tend to flip between it. I mean, you saw, I only got one breast and a side because those breasts are as big as my face.
Right.
Those things.
I mean, you had to go back to work and I could just go home and take
yeah, exactly. It's like I had the rest of the work that
I wanted to get the itis bad.
Dude, I got home, not home. I got back to the station after, I got back to work after eating and I sat down in my chair and just wanted to fall into a coma.
Right.
It was like, oh, I ate too much. I'm full and I'm sleepy. Not sick. Definitely not sick, which is something I want to make sure everyone realizes is this isn't a place where, like, I mean, I guess you can eat yourself sick.
Oh, yeah, very easily.
But if you're smart about your portions, all you can do is eat yourself sleepy, mm-hmm. which I feel like that's kind of...
You get that Thanksgiving feel whenever you want.
Just, like, you're super comfy, and, like, if it's kind of warm in your car, at your desk, you're just, like... So, you know, portion control a little bit. That way you're not eating yourself completely stupid. I had the corn on the cob as one of my sides.
Oh, man,
dude,
me too, man.
That was really
so
good.
So that's
corn.
A big thing for me is that I think of it a lot in the same vein as, you know, your barbecue type situation.
Because
you can also easily just go out and just go fry some chicken.
Oh, yeah.
Outside summertime type thing. Corn on the cob is definitely just one of those things, along with mashed potatoes and stuff like that. I need it in me.
And I know... I've had the mashed potatoes before, and I think you also got the mashed potatoes.
Yeah,
it's really good.
It was really good, even without the gravy.
Yeah, but it's not too salty. I find a lot of these places tend to, like, go overboard with salt. Like, they feel like salt's the way to make it taste better. I'm like, yeah, salt's good, but, you don't know.
Salt is something to taste, not seasoning.
Yeah, exactly. No. Yeah. And I'm a big fan of salt to taste, but a lot of these places, they really did nail it.
But usually I'll take less salt and I'll just hit it with that hot sauce, you know?
Dude, yeah.
Which I've been liking. All the places we went to have the hot sauce on the table, which how you know it's legit.
It's funny you mention hot sauce. That's a good transition onto our next place.
Right.
The relatively new location, I mean, it's maybe only a year old. It's Jackie's Dream. It's off of McCullough Avenue, also in East Knoxville. It's looks like it's basically in the middle of a neighborhood, the best way I can describe it.
Yeah.
It's got a couple houses nearby it. It's most known for being probably one of the better hot chicken locations. As I'm sure most people are aware, Nashville hot chicken's become a thing that's essentially swept across the region.
It's pretty good.
Everybody wants it, and there's a few places in Nashville where, I mean, like Hattie B's is one in particular that I'm aware of, that people will wait out the door in line to get some of that hot chicken. So to have a place like that in Knoxville is really cool. And
I was really excited, actually, to try the hot chicken situation over there, just because my only experience up until this point with hot chicken has been more of the upper scale. Like, you know, whenever you have these regional-type dishes that end up getting big, you end up seeing a lot of them at the more fancier restaurants, and it's their take on it or whatever.
They're doing their
spin. But it's very clear that it's not, that this dish was not born in a fancy restaurant-type scenario.
Yeah, no.
And then that's kind of, I don't know how to put it, but it's like, it's just a representation or their take on it.
Well, and it's funny, one of the restaurants, it might have been Hattie B's, it might have been one of the other ones in Nashville. The story of how hot chicken was made essentially involves a guy cheating on his wife finding out about
it. That's how all good food is made, man.
Preparing his favorite meal, which was fried chicken, and just dousing it with hot sauce to try and get back at him. Of course, he sat down to eat it and loved it.
Oh, wow.
And thought it was absolutely delicious.
Have you ever heard
that's how hot chicken was born.
Have you ever heard the possible story of how chips were made?
Was
chips.
That the one where the client wanted the chef to just cut
the
slices even thinner?
Yeah.
Even thinner. So the chef was like, well, screw you. I'm going to make these paper thin.
Yeah. And they ended up, it was a very similar situation of, like, you know, the guy was like, this is perfect. And he was like, man, I was trying to piss you off.
I remember that, like, as a childhood cartoon thing, but I don't remember
from what. It's just one of those things where it's just become a colloquial, like, just anecdote, and I don't really think that there's anything that actually happened with it. But
and honestly, I don't know how much validity the story has, but it's a fun tale.
It's just one of those fun stories. People love stories.
Exactly.
You know, especially with.
So Jackie's Dream, like I said, best known for their hot chicken. That's what I ordered, and it was amazing. It's the
delicious.
Second time I've been there. It's fantastic. Hot, but not like crazy. You're going to be crying. Your stomach's hurting hot, but just that kind of heat.
It's definitely just a heat.
And I want to get this out there, too. There's nothing more frustrating than somebody doing spice for the sake of just heat.
Yeah.
And as somebody who, you know, boils crawfish, likes their hot food, Cajun Creole seasonings and their cayenne pepper. A big thing about making food spicy is making it taste good and the heat complement the
food.
And I know we've had many discussions about this, about hot sauce shouldn't just be heat. It should be flavor with heat.
Because, I mean, really, it's insulting whenever, you know, you got people who appreciate heat, and then you just, it's offensive.
Yeah.
Almost to have it be just so in your face.
My mother loves to tell the story of ordering pepper chicken somewhere and basically it coming out and it literally just being a piece of chicken only seasoned with pepper and just like hot and nothing else.
Ugh.
So with this,
I mean, throw some lemon in there or something.
Exactly. Just do something with it. And with this hot chicken that they do, it's so much more than just hot sauce that's been doused on it.
Right.
A lot of these places make their own homemade hot sauce, which ends up being a variation of different flavors.
And that's what
seasonings.
I love about these types of dishes too, is that, like, you know, that takes it into a whole nother level of, like, you know, who's got the best hot chicken.
Exactly. Who's making the best combo of flavors and seasonings.
That's what's great about chili. That's what's great about dishes like this.
Yes.
That's what's great about, you know, back home with gumbo and jambalaya.
Everyone's got their
Got their own spin on it.
And you mentioned before, made to order, this is one of the locations where the food definitely is made to order.
I was getting a little bit mixed up there.
And that's fine. We hit a lot of these places over only, like, I think, 2 week period.
We did mash this one up.
What did you end up? I know for this one, Tori actually got to join us.
Yeah, Tori did get to join us. And a little bit of a heads up, all of the last two places that we visited, not the first one, but the last two places have my girlfriend's favorite dish as far as soul food goes, which is chicken and waffles.
Dude.
It's been a couple of years now before that kind of became a mainstream thing.
Sure,
I'm sure it's been way longer of a thing.
It's definitely kind of a soul food staple, but it's definitely become a little bit more mainstream in recent years.
Right. And it's just that that hit of sweet, savory, and up there comfort food as far as just like overload of just everything you want as far as fried and sweet. And just delicious Belgian waffles. I love me some waffles.
Did she get the chicken and waffle at Jackie's Dream?
I think she did. If not, I think she got...
she might have got... I know she got it at the last place we went.
She definitely got it at the last place. If not, she would have just gotten... I think she actually got a sandwich.
Okay.
I think she got a sandwich and maybe just plain, because she likes stuff plain Jane.
That's fair. Yeah, I know it was us that she doesn't like veggies.
Yeah.
What did you end up getting while we were there?
I think I ended up getting at all three locations. I ended up just getting chicken, like just chicken, because I am my father's son. And I just love me some chicken. If you give me the option to just get stuff a la carte chicken, I'm probably going to head that up.
Well, what was funny, I know you mentioned this in the last episode. I didn't even realize that you were the one that pointed out, was while we were eating at Jackie's Dream, we had the Visit Knoxville people right behind us.
Yeah, absolutely.
Also eating there and enjoying and like talking.
They were actually interviewing with them, and
we
never ended up following up with that and seeing if there was like an article or something like that. But
yeah.
Definitely made us feel good that we were going there and hitting the same beat.
Exactly.
That, you know, those great people are doing.
Yeah, it was definitely kind of funny. Like, all right,
I guess we're doing something right.
That's right. I think, you know, we're on the right path, hitting the right places. Well, and it's really cool to kind of give highlight to some of these small. I mean, again, like we said before, a lot of these places are owned by families.
Yeah.
Those are the same people there cooking and working the last time I was there months ago.
Like, absolutely.
These people.
And they got a passion for it.
Oh, that's right. They got a passion for it. They're putting their livelihood on the line to do something that they care about. And Jackie's Dream exudes that kind of passion of the food they're making. The service they're providing to people.
Oh, yeah.
They know that you care about their food, and they want to make sure you know they also care about the food that they're putting on your plate.
Right, right.
It was very tasty. Austin, do you have any final thoughts about Jackie's Dream before we move on to the next place?
With Jackie's Dream, I just really liked that one as far as that one was the most built up on the inside, I guess.
Sure,
They put some effort into making it look kind of built up, I guess.
Yeah, a little more established.
A little bit more established. They had a more seasoned wait staff there, I'd say.
Yeah, yeah.
It was very clear that, you know, they had people that you'd have just two people on a shift and they could take care of the entire lunch rush. They were very competent, is what I would say.
Definitely.
They can handle you. They can handle big parties.
I would have loved to have seen more people there, but I was happy to see them having the people that were there.
Yeah, I think we went at weird time for both the last two places.
And I think that's true. Well. And nothing bums me out more than like seeing a place like this and have it be completely dead and have you be the only people there.
Right.
And I mean, that's an unfortunate transition, but that is kind of the best transition to move on to LaFetta's.
Uh-huh.
So LaFetta's is located right off of North Cherry Street, right off Interstate 40. I want to preface this, even though with the weird transition, that LaFetta's is right up there with the other two places in terms of just phenomenal, fantastic soul food.
Loved it.
That was the place where the chicken and waffles were. And oh my God, the waffles that they had were amazing.
They definitely struck a chord for you as far as the value of it, too. And just besides the quality of it, the value of it, you got like an appetizer, and I was like, dude, you got like a three-course meal.
I got
a
full meal for $6. It was their chicken and waffle mini platter. What was interesting about LaFetta's, though, is that particular appetizer was only available on that day.
Right. They were very much more of, and that's another really cool thing that we can touch on with that, is that I really love with soul food and just hole-in-the-wall places in general, along with stuff in downtown that I've already kind of seen a little bit of with Cafe 5, where they do specials day, and they have a rotating menu, and you never really know what you're going to get.
Exactly.
And that kind of thing.
And La Feta's follows that kind of system of each day they've got different kind of things on the menu. Each day's got different main items, different appetizers, different sides. And so we walked in on the day, and I'm really happy we walked in on the day with the chicken and waffles. Because I know, as you mentioned, Tori's really hype about chicken and waffles.
She was very excited about
that. So she was able to get that. Leslie was actually able to join us as well, my girlfriend. And so she was able to enjoy some of the delicious fried chicken. I really can't get over how good La Feta's was. It looks like it used to be an old Chinese restaurant.
Yeah.
In fact, I have it on a good account. That's exactly what used to be there. And La Feta's, just to put it out there, everybody, this place is brand spanking new. It only just opened up in October.
Right.
So they're looking for people to come and find them and check them out. And please use this as your clue into them, because it was kind of a bummer to walk in and not see a whole lot of people. But at the same time,
we did go a little bit earlier.
We went at like 6 p.m.
Yeah.
I mean, we
don't know if it's more of like a evening.
Yeah, more lunch rush. You know, so don't take that, or don't look too much into that. It definitely might have been just a kind of our timing situation. But, oh my God, again, fried chicken made to order. The fried chicken you, Leslie, and Tori got looked.
So I liked, actually, La Feta's, as far as, you know, what my preference is for fried chicken. Mm-hmm. I actually love that one the most.
Really?
I'm going to be honest with you, because I was talking with Tori about this after we left, and it's just, I really like it whenever you get a, you know, chicken breast, and you can just really chomp into it and not have a lot of bone.
Yeah.
There was a good, like, three big old bites.
Oh, that's awesome.
Of just straight meat. You know what I'm talking
about. Well, and something else, because Leslie, so my chicken and waffles thing, I know I mentioned, was an appetizer. It was basically their little house-made nuggets on top of a full Belgian waffle.
Which, that looked delicious.
It was really good. But you and Leslie, y'all's chicken was the bone-in chicken.
Yeah. Like
chicken breast, a couple wings. And Leslie let me have a couple bites of hers. And it was, again, my kind of favorite style of fried chicken, where the breading isn't insane.
Right.
Some places, and Chandler sometimes falls into this trap where there's so much breading on the chicken, sometimes you'll take a bite and get nothing but the breading.
Right.
Did not have the problem.
Which you can have really good breading.
Oh, definitely.
But
no,
that's not what you're there for.
The breading's delicious. Yeah. Don't get me wrong. But it is refreshing to have a different kind of take on the fried chicken staple and have it be maybe lighter on the breading and more of the seasonings, more that when you take a bite, it's a big, flavorful, juicy bite of that crunchy skin. Oh, my mouth's watering thinking about it again.
I'm getting hungry this entire episode. But yeah, that goes back to what we were saying earlier, man. Like, you know, I like the, you know, bad word choice here to say organic, because that does pertain to food. But I just mean like, you know, just the genuine aspect of how the things are different each day. Whenever they make a batch, it's going to be different. Mm-hmm. Whenever you know, you're going to have times where it's going to be a little bit more breading, a little bit less breading.
Yep.
You have different styles depending on which restaurant you go to in general.
Oh, excuse me. Big old sip of water. Oh, man. Yeah. And again, with soul food, it really is, as we said before, kind of one of those places where everybody's going to have their own kind of take on it. If you had to choose a favorite of all three, which do you think it would be?
See, this is, I got to say, and this is in the best way possible, this week, this episode has been the hardest for me to do that.
Sure.
And I think that's a very, very good thing. I really liked Jackie's Dream, though.
Mm-hmm.
That one would be the one that knocked it over to the park for me. I would see myself going to go eat there a little bit more than the other two, I guess.
Yeah.
But that being said, I could easily go back to Chandler's or La Feta's, and I really want to try that appetizer that you had from La Feta's.
Yeah.
It's just really good. I would definitely look into try and see if, you know, they got a way to, or call them up really and just see what their specials are.
Yeah.
That way you can plan out whenever you want to go, depending on what the specials are.
I think that's a big part of that, too, is the kind of being able to, when you know maybe your favorite dish isn't going to be on that night, it's kind of figuring out which night it is. That way you can pre-plan of when you're going to get there.
Kind of like the Chinese restaurant back home with Mondays being the Mandarin chicken.
Exactly. Being able to get that that lunch for dinner special.
Right, yeah.
You know, I am in a similar situation where I have a tough time. I really do like Chandler's, but I really liked Jackie's Dream and La Feta's more. And it's funny because Chandler's is a bit of a staple around here.
Right.
Like, that's what's so funny about it. Chandler's has a reputation as one of the main soul food joints. It's actually one other place we didn't actually get to hit up. It's called, I think it's called Guy's or Gus's.
Okay.
Um, I wasn't super familiar with it, kind of just didn't make its way on the list because right. it didn't get mentioned
and this
pretty late.
We could easily
Be a soul food part two where we go
be part
find
all the way up to five as far as there's a ton of soul food around here, man.
Especially like if we start like broadening out into, I mean, barbecue has always been a big kind of soul food stuff.
Definitely, dude. Whenever it comes, thaws out a little bit, mm-hmm. man, definitely want to do a barbecue. A
lot of good barbecue places in town. There's Sweet Peas in downtown. There's Dead End Barbecue off of Sutherland.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, there's barbecue all over the place. In fact, it was one of the first things I noticed whenever I moved up here all those years ago.
Mm.
East Tennessee loves them some chicken, and they love themselves some barbecue. And I love both those. Yeah.
And right that's why me and you love East Tennessee.
Because they love it, and we love it. It's fantastic. No, between Jackie's Dream and LaFetta's, it's really tough, man. I guess it really depends on what I want.
Mm.
If I want that hot chicken, Jackie's Dream every single freaking time. I loved it. Also loved the location. I love the people that work there. It was kind of nice to kind of be able to talk to the owners a little bit because the woman who was kind of coming up to talk to us, that was the owner. She just came over to kind of chat right. with us, see how we were doing, right. how we were liking everything. And that really means a lot whenever you're
absolutely.
In a place like that to
yeah.
have the owner themselves come up and kind of talk to you, get a feel for you.
It's like
you
said, man, they're very adamant and passionate about their craft,
yeah.
man. And they, you know, it is very much that hometown feeling of going in there and you know you just got you know
exactly
red-blooded Americans in yep. there cooking food for you and they'll come over and talk to you.
I think LaFetta's biggest struggle right now is the fact that they're brand new mm-hmm. and they need to get the word out. The wait staff's very new. I know we had that situation where
yeah.
while there the person waiting on us, you clearly not used to doing that,
right?
But she did a great job.
She did a great job.
And that's usually all I ask is, you know, you might be new, but you know, do your best.
Yeah.
That's all I can ask for.
She's working really hard.
Exactly. And it was a bummer kind of not seeing it be as crowded as it is. And I'm hoping that as...
I'm really hopeful that was just the timing.
I think a lot of it has to do with that.
I really do.
Because the food was phenomenal. And again, another one of those, they made it for us. Like
yeah.
it wasn't like it was just sitting out on a back rack.
Right.
I know we've had instances like before at other places where we'll order our food and it comes out way too fast.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, y'all didn't make this for us.
Yeah.
Y'all made this for someone else.
Well, and again, there's, you know, there'd be a Venn diagram or a graph of some sort that would show, like, you know, depending on the type of restaurant that it
oh,
is,
definitely.
You would have a different expectation
yeah.
to be met there. Whereas if it was more of a fancy restaurant that, you know, should at least take a few minutes to get that, and
yeah.
that you wouldn't think they were just, like, you know, dumping big vats of chicken out on
just all over the place.
Yeah. I mean, you know, there are places where you can sling chicken.
Oh, definitely. I mean, that's usually fast food a lot of,
right.
a lot of the time. That's what's great about soul food, too, is you mentioned going with an expectation. And when you position yourself as a soul food restaurant,
right.
you better expect for people to come in with a judgy eye of the food you're bringing out.
Right.
People are expecting a superb. They're expecting superb
right.
tasting food. They're expecting flavors that hit you in the face, sides that are delicious, and have everything just kind of bring in a warmth that just kind of holds you like a big comfy pillow.
But yeah, there are also just, it racks my brain, man. There's just so many different aspects of soul food.
Yeah.
Whenever it comes to the individual things, we could rank these a million different ways.
Oh, yeah.
So it's hilarious.
Based off of the things that each one might have done best.
Like Chandler's Deli and Jackie's Dream, really good for lunch right now.
Oh,
I'd
yeah.
say that LaFetta's needs to work on that just a little bit because it did take a little while.
Yeah.
Worth every minute.
Oh my
don't
God.
Don't get me
yeah.
wrong.
But you're right. LaFetta's
but
did
it's
take
more
a
of a laid
while.
Back situation. And that
yeah.
does, I don't say that in a bad thing. I'm saying that, like, you know, LaFetta's would definitely be if you want to go chill out for a little bit,
yep.
hang out with your family.
Yep.
You know, catch up with old friends.
But if it's lunchtime and
but
you
if it's
know
lunchtime,
you've got only an
you
hour.
Gotta, yeah, if you yeah. got time, I'd say maybe right now.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that, you know,
it
might be the timing issue and
exactly.
everything like that. But from our experience,
Chandler's definitely falls into the make
because that's
for
what
lunch.
They've been doing. They've been slinging it
well,
since.
And like we said, it's counter service. It's,
right.
it's right there. You pick what you want. They set you up. You're good to go. Boom,
right.
eat, you're out. It's made for that kind of quicker, on the beat, on the nose.
Gives you to never have the excuse to go eat Popeyes or no,
okay.
well, not well, you don't have Popeyes, but Bojangles or
we do
anything
have Popeyes
like that.
Actually.
We do have Popeyes.
No, there's a Popeyes. There's a couple of them around here.
Hmm. We could fly that out to California.
Get you some of that Louisiana fresh.
Mm.
Okay. No. Speaking of fast food, though, you're right.
Yeah.
Places like Chandler's make it so that if you're nearby, there is no reason to go to those
no.
fast food places.
That's what I really liked about Chandler's is the counter service with that.
Counter service and how cheap it was, man. Like the
oh,
amount of food you got, like food, side, drink, I maybe spent $6.
I got, like, you know, the equivalent of going over to KFC and getting, like, an entire, like, four-person, like, bucket
yeah.
thing. And, like, mine was, like, $13.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. An insane amount of food.
And no normal person, unless I had starved myself beforehand because I knew we were going to do this.
You knew it was coming.
I knew it was coming. I'm still in that college mindset of I'm going to starve myself because I knew I was going to eat something good.
That's fantastic. Gotta shove as much of it down as you can.
Oh, yeah, man. But still, like, it was ridiculous. Like, to have that even under $20. Yep.
And to be able to take it and be like, okay, cool. There's a Bojangles, a KFC, one of those chicken places down the road. Like, all right, I could either go and get crummy fast food chicken.
Which, you know, sometimes it's just awful.
It really can be, dude. Like, some places.
Sometimes it's great, sometimes no.
And that's what's frustrating about it is how hit and miss some of that stuff can be. Or you can go to a place like Chandler's and just walk in kind of with a mind of what you want, get it, be out in just a couple minutes, not break the bank, and now you've got your to-go delicious
soul food meal.
And know
that the people there cooking that food are way more passionate
about it.
Yeah,
they care about it.
Than, you know, a mindless,
that's right.
Or a faceless corporation type thing.
And that's not, you know, to hit or knocked on the other two places, Jackie's, Jim, and LaFetta's for being sit-down restaurants. That just is a different kind of feel of what you're kind of looking
and
for,
that's
what
just
you
what
want
I'm,
to do.
That's what I'm talking about, man, is that, like, you know, you have this wide variety of things that you can do with it, you know, because it's just such a versatile type of food.
It really is.
And that's why I'm really excited to get into barbecue as well.
Dude, we're going to have some fun with the barbecue.
As the same kind of thing.
Once the spring kind of starts rolling.
Because I want to eat it outside, you know?
And there's a couple different places. Some are inside, some are outside. But yeah,
I've seen that there are a couple outside.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Because barbecue, as we both know, is better eaten outside.
Especially on a nice, pretty spring day.
Oh, man.
And we're getting to when the weather's about to start being wonderful.
I don't know. Pox-tony Phil.
I know. Apparently, we got six more weeks.
Six more weeks. Yeah, that's how that works.
Terrible. Just
terrible.
Just horrible. It's cold outside. So I mean, I'm ready for it to not be.
Warmed up a little bit today.
It's gonna get cold again.
Yeah.
It's gonna rain.
Yeah. But anyway, did you have anything else you wanted to add? Did you want to talk about maybe what we're gonna be working on next?
Yeah. So the next episode is kind of gonna be, well, first, you know, as you all know, we're on that bi-weekly schedule. So this coming Saturday, after this episode drops, will be a mini episode, and we'll cover whatever I'll cover. But the following episode will be a look into the Old City. Austin, myself, and our girlfriends have kind of been poking around the Old City a little bit, hitting up some of the joints.
Hitting the danger zones.
drinking the beer, eating the food. There's actually one place in the Old City in particular that I want us to check out. We'll talk about it off mic.
Right. Don't want to give you all too much.
I don't want to show the hand too much.
Yeah, I've got to give you a reason
I'm
to come back.
Very
guys.
Excited to take you to because I think you'll really enjoy it.
Yeah.
But it's not the kind of place we can go in the evening. It'll have to be after work, kind of middle of the day, after you get off.
Now I'm really curious.
It's really good.
Ooh.
Yeah, don't mind me just being Derek the hype man.
Oh, man.
I'm trying to hype you guys up next time.
Next time.
So, yeah, that's kind of what's on the table for the next episode. And once that episode, we get to that, that's when we'll kind of discuss what kind of some of the next episodes are going to be.
Yeah.
A lot of, the topics for this just kind of come about of what we've been up to and where we've been and what we've been doing.
It's the most organic, again. That
exactly.
Word. Also, you know, it's just the easiest way for us to be super stoked about it, man.
Exactly. It makes sure that the things we're doing are the things that we're personally invested and interested in. We're not going to, you know, go too far out of, like, what's the point of going to a place we know we're going to hate?
Yeah.
If we're going to come on here and then bash something? Like we've said before, that's not our goal.
We don't want to be negative.
No.
We want to be
positive about things.
And this episode was a really good example of that because, again, you know, people are just so passionate with what they were doing whenever
we went
to each one of these places.
That's right.
We want to do they did such a good job taking care of us. We want to take care of them.
And, exactly.
You know, share and spread the word that they're doing a good thing, man.
That's right, guys. So Chandler's Deli, Jackie's Dream, and LaFetta's. Check out all these places. They are delicious.
Delicious.
You know, I might actually throw maybe some links to all these places on the page when this episode drops.
Yeah, that'd be great, man.
And if you're looking for this episode, as usual, you can find us on the iTunes Store, the Google Play Store. And please give our Facebook page a follow. It's Super Knox Bros. I've been trying to at least post cool things that have been happening around Knoxville, as well as updates on where the episodes are going to be.
We should also ask people, like your question from earlier, what y'all like whenever, you know, you're kind of feeling down or what's your go-to comfort food, whether it be soul food or what have you.
Please, we'd love to hear it. You know, maybe whenever this episode goes up, post a comment on the Facebook page. Just kind of let us know. We'd love to hear what some of the things you guys like to enjoy maybe whenever you're down.
And y'all have been doing a great job of liking, and we've gained a lot of followers. We've been exploding and followers. We really appreciate guys any kind of share or anything like that you can do.
That's right.
Helps.
Really appreciate the follows, guys. I mean, it's reassuring to know that you guys are enjoying the content.
Yeah.
That
keeps us going, man.
No kidding. I mean, it's, you know, we do this because we love it, but knowing that other people are enjoying it, that helps make it feel like it's worth it.
Right.
So But yeah, with that, like usual, check us out on the Facebook page at Super Knox Bros. Also, be sure to download us, review us on iTunes, all that fun stuff, guys.
See y'all next time.
See you next time.